Glenn, today's game at the quarterback position, how has it changed or has it changed from when you played?
Basically, my era, it was a running offense first. You think about the teams. You know, I'm here in Cleveland, Ohio, Jim Brown, Bobby Mitchell, you know, that team offensively, that was their strength, running with the football. In Kansas City with Hank Stram, that was the same thing because we had a great offensive line, and the fact was that we emphasized the running game before the passing game. Today, it's completely different. Very seldom did I ever get back in a spread formation. But these quarterbacks are back there half the time, three quarters of the time, and so it is a passing game today. But as the next quarterback, you know, I'm not saying that's bad. I say that's good. I would have liked to have done more of it.
You mentioned playing at the quarterback position. How important is it for a rookie who's drafted, let's say, in the first or second round, to play right away, or does it benefit him to sit for a year and watch and learn?
I'm for playing. Now this comes into coaching. How are you going to coach this guy? He's a rookie. You got to understand you can't complicate the thing too much for a young quarterback, and you get kind of hand feed him. But the thing is, if you got him and you drafted him number one, and you expect him to be a great quarterback, he's got to play. You know, you can watch some. Yeah, that's a bit okay. But the thing is, you got to be in the fire, and the only way you're going to learn is put him in there.
Johnny Manziel is the hot topic going into this draft, especially here in Cleveland, as they're still searching for a quarterback since 1999 when they came back. Give me Len Dawson's thoughts on Johnny Manziel and what you see, and do you think he could be successful in the NFL?
I think he can be successful. I haven't seen him that much.
Okay.
But I live in the Kansas City area, so I'm getting Kansas State, Kansas, Missouri, and those teams. But the thing that I have seen him, he can make plays. You know, he goes back there and he can improvise, he can do things, he can throw on the run. You know, you're concerned, I'm sure, about, you know, him getting hurt. But the thing is, you know, you have to learn, you know, to go with the blow and, you know, not try to fight somebody and try to get an extra yard when, you know, you're 190 pounds, whatever it is. So, but he can throw, he's accurate, and he has an attitude. He believes that he can play. You know, think about it. If you don't really believe you can play, and you can play at this level of competition, you're not going to be able to do it. So I would expect whoever drafts him, give him a chance to play, that it'll do well.
What is the most important trait of a good quarterback?
To know what's going on, to know what everybody on your offense is doing, to know what the defense is trying to do to combat this particular play, and have an understanding of that. And I think to be, you know, cool, calm, and collective. Because not every play works. Now, because it doesn't work doesn't mean it won't work sometime later. But the thing is that's the thing that you have to do. And that starts, I think, with coaching. Coaches have to work with this young guy and explain to him what this league is all about and how you become successful. To give him examples of other quarterbacks. You know, is Peyton Manning a good quarterback? You better believe he is. One reason, he's so smart. He understands everything. And it's football, not just a few months of the year. For Peyton Manning, it's 12 months of the year. And you're looking at Luck in Indianapolis, you know, that he's a very intelligent quarterback as well. And so he's had great success already. So, you know, there's nothing said that you can't be successful your first year.
What's it do for a quarterback's confidence when you played to have a guy like an Otis Taylor that you knew you could just throw it up there and more than not he was going to come down with it?
I knew that he was a great receiver, by the way.
Yeah.
And I knew his ability, and I knew his athletic ability because he was a great basketball player as well. And he could jump. So if it's a jump ball between Otis Taylor and a defensive back that's 3 or 4 inches shorter than him, I like the advantage of Otis Taylor. But the thing is with Otis, I worked with him as much as I could because I would tell him during the week when we were looking at film of the opposition, I said, I want you to tell me on Friday, which is down and distance day, what you can do against this guy because I want to work on it on Friday. I'll give you an example of how important it was. We were playing the Jets in a playoff game before we won the Super Bowl. And Joe Namath threw a pass into the end zone. It was incomplete, but they called a pass interference. So they had first and goal. on the 1 yard line. If they score a touchdown, they're ahead. And so they ran the first two plays, Snell running it, another halfback running, no gain. Namath tried a little bootleg thing to trick Bobby Bell, but Bobby Bell was not tricked, so he had to throw it away, and they settled for a field goal. While that was going on the sidelines, I have a picture that Otis Taylor was drawing in the dirt, a play that he thought would work against their particular defense. When we used to create slot formations, and when that happened was one of the receivers would be between the guard and the tackle, the other receiver would be outside the, and then they move into a slot formation. He says, you know, when I go into that preset, he said, the cornerback doesn't come over to guard me. The safety is there. But when I move, the cornerback will come over.
And just stay there.
Yes, and so he said, I think I can beat that safety on a post. And so they kicked off, and we're going on the field. And he said, you're going to call that play now? And with my sense of humor, I said, no, I'm not going to call it now. I'm going to wait till I get into the huddle. Hell yes, I'm going to call that. I want everybody to know. He was right. He made the catch. He took it down inside the 10-yard line. The next play was a touchdown pass to Glosser Richardson. That was a difference in the ball game. So that's the type of player. That's why you have to have everybody involved in the game, not just the quarterback, not just the coach who's calling the plays. You got to have everybody involved so they can contribute. You know, if a defensive end is doing kind of stunts or something like that, you got to know about that so that there's ways to combat what he is doing, but you have to have that information.